small town music. This is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
I'm Christy Stratton.
I'm Mike Siegel.
And I'm Murray Valeriano.
And this is your 2025 year in review episode. Woo!
Yay!
Yay! Pat, how many years have we been doing this?
Oh boy, I would have to look back. I feel like it's easily 10.
Yeah. Oh, easily. Yeah.
Oh, easily. More than that, I think.
Let's say 23 years. The podcast is in its 15th year, so we have to have been doing this for maybe 12, maybe 12.
Yeah. I'm going to go 13 because I joined before Frank was one.
All right, fantastic.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, yeah.
And Frank's, and we've been doing this Frank's lifetime, an entire lifetime.
And we all know he's 37 years old now.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, when does it end? I don't know when it ends, but there's nothing like people in their late 50s, early 60s telling you about some new music they listen to.
Yeah.
25. That's
and the main, the main difference is not only are we doing this in Zoom instead of in person, but also we all have our readers on.
I am full glasses all the time now.
Oh, are you?
Same.
Yeah, yeah.
What about surfing? You can't wear them surfing.
No. I take them off for surfing.
All right. Sounds dangerous. Sounds dangerous. Boxing.
Boxing. Yeah. How can you identify if there's a shark?
Yeah.
Well, they'll let you know.
All right. Let's go around the horn real quick. Christy, you have a project in the pipeline. What's it called?
Are you talking about Anti-Supreme?
I mean, whatever I saw.
Oh, yeah. I thought we'd do this at the end, Pat.
Well, why not get it out of the way now? I don't want to run out of time.
Well, I'm writing I'm co-writing a pilot that, mm-hmm. it may just be dust in the wind. Like, who knows?
All right. But you have some talent attached.
I have a co-writer.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough. Yeah. Well, that's good because we all know how hard it is to get things going in Hollywood.
Yes. Especially nowadays, man. TV has got its head up its ass. So
yeah. You are. Yeah. 100%. In a bad year, it's good to celebrate a win.
Yeah,
for a friend.
Sure. So, amen.
Well done.
Yeah, well done, Christy. Murray, what do you got going?
For 2026?
Well, whatever. Right now.
Right now, I'm working on the cruise ships. I'm taping Comics Unleashed for CBS in January.
Oh, that's good.
That's it. Just doing stand-up and,
Well, I hope when you tape Comics Unleashed, you get a panel of people that like to steal focus. Okay, let's settle.
It's going to be me and Todd Glass.
Yeah.
And
setting you up for Joe. Murray, you like roller coasters, don't you?
Funny you should mention that. I do like roller coasters.
Murray, say, you like music.
Mm-hmm. What do you have to say about a tossed salad, Murray? All right, Mike
Keep
Siegel,
clean,
what's happening with you? We got your fun Christmas card today.
Which
had to be your now, do you call Piper your girlfriend or your partner?
Girlfriend. I think partner just in America, partner just doesn't, you know.
No.
It seems like a same sex thing usually.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
or a buddy cop.
Or you're in a law firm together.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Or at least but as we get older, it just girlfriend seems like a weird word too, you know.
Yeah. Woman friend, lady friend.
Lady friend, that sounds like ancient, like you're 90.
Go ahead, Christy.
I do love imagining like the two of you fighting crime. Like I think that you and your partner.
My partner.
Streets, downtown LA.
Yeah.
But yes. we should come up with a suggestion for people our age who aren't married that has a significant, right? There should be...
Should be a
name for it. Listeners, send in names for that.
Send them straight to
Mike Siegel.
We all have spouses except Mike.
So yeah, this is my fellow marriage phobe. Does that work?
Yeah.
Well, I think I'm getting the same surgery you had, Pat. I'm getting the sinus surgery on the 30th.
Oh man.
Oh no, now you're shaking your head.
I
it didn't work for you?
I mean, it worked okay. It didn't give me the results. Look, I got tissues at the ready. It didn't give me the results that I had hoped for, and it's not a fun recovery.
Thanks. So, all right. That's my holiday.
Yeah.
Well, what's wrong with your nose?
Oh, I've never been able to, like, as long as I can remember, breathe out of both nostrils fully in my lifetime. And I thought that
Coke
was just
didn't help.
Yeah, no. Snowman.
You'd think.
Snowman, yeah. Clear that right up.
But no, I just thought it was like allergies or something. Like, oh, this is just kind of normal. But then my septum is like 80% tilted to one side, and like one side is really blocked as opposed to the other. And so I'm going to give it a shot, but I'm going to have stents up there over New Year's Eve, and that's not going to be fun.
I felt like I was not able to breathe. Like I felt like I was underwater. Like I can.
While it was happening?
No, when I was recuperating from.
No, yeah. Oh my God. Great.
I remember the kids were little and Pilar had to go pick them up at school and stuff. And she was going to leave me alone. And I was like, could you call Mike Schmidt and ask him to just come over and sit with me?
Oh,
well, that's how bad I felt. I felt like I felt like I was going to smother.
Why did this to Mike?
I know.
So you mean to Mike Schmidt or to Mike Siegel?
No, I can still get out of this is what you're saying. I should get out of it now.
No, I mean, look, I had mine done probably 17 years ago. So I'm sure better now. I'm sure it's better now, but I did have stints up there and
Piper had it done. And then she like 20 years ago and she said she had the stints up there for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And this guy said, oh, and it's only going to be there for 2 days. And I was like, great. Because I just kept hearing about these stints up my nose. That was the worst part. Right. And she heard 2 days and she's like, you bastard.
Hey, yeah, I remember your nose with a rubber stint.
Oh,
hey, Barbarino.
He took the stents out and then he goes, then you'll come back next week and we'll take the rest of the stuff out. I'm like, the rest of the stuff? What all is up there? And he's like, oh, gauze and stuff. Yes. I'm like,
brain matter. Brain matter.
I mean, I don't know how much they can fit up in your head, but they can.
We're going to find out.
And then you'll use that rinse thing twice a day and the stuff that comes out will make a delicious Christmas soup.
All right. I'll make video for you guys.
All right. Please do.
You think we have any listeners left?
Here's the music.
I hope so. We've been doing this for 6 minutes. All right. We're going to get right into songs that were released in 2025. We're going to start with Christy. Then we're going to go to Mike. Then we're going to go Murray. And then I'll bring up the rear.
Do we have any copies? Any repeats? Did anybody bring in?
No. Everything's okay, good.
Awesome.
All right. Pat, can I, just because I feel like we're talking about age, can I pick my number four song first?
What do you want to do now?
My Men Without Hats song.
Whoa.
Absolutely.
Without Hats?
What?
Yes. I saw online on something that was in my feed that someone's favorite album of the year was from Men Without Hats. And so I thought, oh, I'm going to check this out. And I... the song is called I Love the 80s, and I could not love it anymore.
Let's continue our old theme.
All right. Here comes Men Without Hats. I Love the 80s.
So much fun. Back in 1981. Ain't no place I'd rather be.
All right.
Come on, that's good.
I do love the 80s. That's a pretty fun song.
It's fun. And you know what? He's having fun. I'm having fun listening to it. There's nothing wrong with that.
Now, there's officially three songs I know by Men Without Hats now. Apparently, their earlier band, The Box, was really, really good.
before they morphed into Men Without Hats.
I was hoping they would come up with, like, the sequel would be the Danger Dance instead of the Safety Dance.
Oh. One of the lines is, dancing safely across the floor.
Oh, nice. I want to know what happened. Fun. What happened to him in 1986 that he doesn't want to bring it up?
Well, that no, but they mix him around. That one is brand new record by The Fix.
All right.
And he thinks, come on, it is so good. And it's just so good. It's really like you're going, is this going to be crap? Like, you know, when Pat brings in those songs from the old people that are doing new. And I'm like, no, they're in on the joke. They are in on the joke. And I'm okay with that.
I'm going to have to give that a full listen.
Yeah, it's fun.
I don't know if you're releasing anything on Patreon, Pat, but you should. I don't know if you're releasing anything on Patreon, but you should release Christy dancing to that on Patreon. That might have been the cutest thing I've seen in a long time.
Is this video going to show up anywhere, or I don't know if we?
Christy already asked that, so no.
Oh no. Okay. No. Sorry. That was before I arrived.
Why did you shower? So you wanted it? Are you ready to go? You want people to see it?
Right.
All right, Mike Siegel, what's your first track? I thank you for rocking the
merch
logo.
I got merch. Yeah, she brought it to the 80s. I'm going to bring it to the 90s with a band that's back with a new album and a documentary, which I want to see. Counting Crows have actually a new album, and it's called, weird title, Butter Miracle, The Complete Sweets.
Oh, it's a great
exclamation
album.
Point. Have you heard the whole album?
Yeah, I have. It is a great album.
All right, cool. Well, I'll hear the rest of it, but I only heard this single, which is Spaceman in Tulsa.
All right, here we go.
Man in Tulsa, so you cover it up in clown white. All these elegant boys make such delicate toys, and they know it. He says, I know you wanna believe in something, but if you could just see all the people in me, then the shadows descend from his eyes to his hands, down to his naked all-American knees. Doesn't anybody wanna be a rock and roll queen? Dress yourself up in a diamond tiara. Swish your little rake, he says, man, I'm gonna make them insane. I'm a painkiller and I'm a caterpillar. They can't break you.
Sounds like the Counting Crows to me.
Yeah. I got time code on that. I don't know if you saw it, but
yeah, that's where I started it.
No, you just started it from the top, but
what was your time code?
32 seconds.
That's what I have right here. 32 seconds.
Well, seemed to start right from the top, but okay.
Would that time code have made that song any better?
Oh, boy. Here we go. Oh. Here we go.
Ooh, oh. Hoo. It's a seagull stinker root. Boy, I don't know, man.
Oh, I like that.
Andy looks weird now.
Like he looks
Why? Because
like
he took the dreads out?
He has a regular haircut. I don't know. He looks like he should be, I don't know, working at Popeye's Chicken or something. I don't know. It's just, he doesn't.
He looks like a 50-year-old man without dreads.
Yeah, but he like dyed it black too. And
yeah,
like,
I don't like the
know.
Fake dye. The dye
Yeah, that's not, that's never a good look.
Listen, no. August and Everything After, I think we can all agree, one of the best debut albums, definitely of the 90s, if not all time. Christy doesn't believe me, but. Hit or miss after that with me, man.
So Everything After? You were good with the August, but Everything After?
You were good with August.
August was great.
August killed.
After, boo. Yeah.
Oh, but you, Pat, you like the whole album. I haven't
heard really
it,
like the album, but look, Christy just said I play the old musicians that suck. So
she was referring to UFO.
And that's no insult. I think you bring him in like, man, isn't this kind of crappy?
All right. I think the ones I brought in, I'm like, this is kind of great, but we'll find out.
Well, the documentary should be good. This has been a good year for docs.
Yes. Oh my gosh. That Jeff Buckley.
Oh, I got to see that.
I haven't seen it either. I just watched the Diane Warren, the Ali Willis.
Willis one, I thought was cool.
The Paul Rubens. Yeah. Those were all great.
Shit. I haven't seen any.
Yeah, those were good. And the Wham one, of course. Was that last year?
Yeah, that that's good too, though.
The Wham one was great for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And the Zombies one I watched.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Oh, I haven't seen that. I'm going to watch one of those tonight. I think I'll watch the Zombies tonight.
The Zombies are such English gentlemen. Like, when they swear and then they apologize for saying the F.
Yeah.
All right, Murray, what's your first track?
Well, I'll bring it to 2025, you old fucks.
Okay. With a band that's been around for 15 years?
Uh-huh.
No, we're starting off with my first one. This is a guy named Sam Fender, a young kid. This single came out in 2024 called People Watching, but the album came out in 2025, People Watching, and it was produced by the guy from Adam Granduciel. I forget how his name is, from The War on Drugs, which I'm a big fan of, and I can never pronounce his name. This is People Watching, Sam Fender, From the Top, Please, I believe.
Well, you gave me a cue point of one minute.
Okay, do it there. Sorry.
1 second.
Do it there, then.
Look, my last cue point was wrong, so let's see what happens. That's got the Brandon Flowers vibe to me.
It does have a little bit of a Killers in it now that you mention it, but definitely if you're familiar with the War on Drugs, it definitely has a War on Drugs feel to it.
That might be my favorite
song of 2025.
No, I liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was real good.
People Watching also.
Is the album good?
From what I've heard. They played a lot on Radio Paradise, which is my go-to radio station.
Is that Sirius XM?
No, it's online. You can listen to it. It's listener supported. You can hop on Radio Paradise and they have an app. I've been listening to Radio Paradise for 20 years, man.
All right. Longer than we've been doing this episode.
Yeah. More show.
All right. Now, many, many, many months back, the trailer for that Springsteen movie dropped and we all were in a text thread saying that that trailer looked bad. Did any of us see it?
I did not.
Okay, nope. None of us have seen it. Okay, I'm waiting for it to, so I can see it in my living room. So, okay. Now, the reason I brought that up is because Bruce Springsteen released a box set this year of 7 unreleased albums. Seven unreleased albums. Full albums, artwork for all of them, titles, the whole shot. And boy, was that a chore to get through.
Oh, no.
There's a reason they weren't released?
Yes. Okay.
How far back did they go? We're talking like 80s or?
They go back to like in the 80s. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a beautiful box set. All the artwork, there's artwork and photo sessions and everything for every single one of these 7 albums. It's a lot of work to not release.
Right.
But there's out of, I don't know, 80 some tracks. I may be like 10. And this is one of the 10. It's from the album Perfect World. And this song is I'm Not Sleeping.
What year is that roughly, Pat?
I'm going to call it 2025 because...
No, Perfect World.
I don't know.
I'm not familiar with that album. That's why.
Well, that's because it came out this year.
I'm confused.
He released a box set of 7 unreleased albums.
He recorded.
Oh, I'm sorry. I zoned out.
He recorded them all in different times, but they're all being released now.
Okay, what era? That's what I meant. What era?
You don't know when this was recorded, though.
This is a later era album.
Okay. All right. Thanks for clearing that, Mike.
Yes, yeah. Thank you, Mike. Okay.
No problem.
From the unreleased album, Perfect World, this is I'm Not Sleeping.
Stay at home, change my dress, disconnect the phone. turn off the TV because it bothers me. I've seen all that I wanna see. And if my friends ask me where I've been, say I don't know what's become of him. I'm not sleeping.
I'm not sleeping.
I'm only resting my eyes. I'm not sleeping.
I'm not sleeping. I'm only.
I guess that could be Donald Trump's song right now.
That's not bad.
Yeah, that's one of the ones I like. One of the, you know, of the 90 songs, that's the one I like.
The 10 out of 90 you like? One of the 10?
Yeah, 10 out of 90.
Wow, that's a bad...
Going back to Rock Docs, that little Steven documentary that came out this year.
Oh, yeah, I watched that on the plane. That was
awesome. I had no idea. I didn't know much. I knew him from Bruce Springsteen and the Disciples of Soul, man. I didn't know he was that important to Southside Johnny. I didn't know he was that important to the arrangements on the first Springsteen album. Yeah, it was great.
Or and the apartheid.
That's right.
Never heard of it.
Not gonna play Sun City.
Yeah,
I have that EP, by the way, y'all.
You're not gonna play Sun City?
Yeah.
No, oh, yeah.
That was... Meaning, I'll play the record because
apparently, apparently, a lot of comedians would play Sun City right now if it was still happening.
Sure. Good
of course. Yeah.
So what did you think of that Springsteen song? Did you guys like that one?
Yeah.
Chrissy.
It's fine.
All right.
It's fine. Yeah, it's weird. I kept thinking that if you like rocked it up a little more,
yeah,
it's a Bon Jovi song. They're not that far apart. You know what I mean?
Right.
Well, yeah. Bon Jovi songs are always Bruce songs, pretty much.
Yeah.
All right, Chrissy, what's the next one?
Okay, we'll start with number one. Now, I'm so like, this is one of the ones that I organically heard. It was the only person all year that I'd heard of before they were on Saturday Night Live.
Okay.
And that is, her name is Olivia Dean. And, right? That's her name? Am I getting
it? Yeah. Okay. Olivia Dean.
The gal I'm writing with introduced me to her music. It's fantastic. And, this is kind of her biggest hit from the album, and it's called Man I Need.
All right, here we go. And I saw that performance on Saturday Night Live. I had never heard of her before. And I was like, oh, this is something good. Finally.
Right.
Yeah. Cause a lot of, I watch all those musical performers on Saturday Night Live. And so many times I'm like, ugh, this is not good at all. But this woman, she's got it.
Talk to me, talk to me. Talk to me, talk to me.
It's not the right cue, but keep going.
It is not the right cue. I don't know what's happening with my cue points. I put them all in.
So it's fine. It was like 5 seconds in, because I know you just, I'm very conscientious of that.
No. Look, you give them to me and then I set them, but I don't know why it wasn't. Okay, I'm going to reset.
I just want to support Murray in his... thinking that these are at the wrong times. Or Mike.
It's only been 18 years to get
this
right.
There we go.
Like we're making up for lost time. Need you to spell it out for me. Bossing over on all night. It's like a type of alchemy. Introduce me to your best friend. I can come slob. He gave you the time and the place, so don't be shy. Just come be the man I need. Tell me you got something to give. I want it. I kind of like it when you call me wonderful.
I mean,
whatever the type of
song. Can't beat
that's
that.
A great like song.
I love
that's a great
fun.
Song. So
you guys
good.
Know that, right? Y'all have heard that song.
I have not heard it.
Really?
First for me.
But I like it a lot, Chrissy.
I rely on you people with kids to introduce me to the hot new music.
No, that's a fantastic song.
Isn't she great? Like it's when she was trying to describe her to me, she's like, oh, she's a singer. And I'm like, I kind of think of her as like a happier Amy Winehouse, maybe.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That sounds right.
Like, I don't know, but the rest of the album, there's some kind of slower stuff that I, you know, I'm just not in the place where I wanted to listen to slow stuff, but that I absolutely love.
Speaking of gross stuff, yeah, that's why I didn't bring in Jason Isbell has a new album out and it's solo. It's kind of like his Nebraska.
Yeah.
it's all acoustic and it's great, but it would have been a downer to bring in. I flirted with it. I was like, yeah, there is no up song on this one. They're all really mellow.
Didn't he rejoin the Truckers, Drive-By Truckers this year?
That I don't know. So. Maybe for a gig or something. But
at least for one gig.
Yeah. Hopefully in 30 years, Jason Isbell will release 7 unreleased albums at one time.
Ah!
All right, Mike Siegel, your next song was actually recently played on an episode of Rock Solid.
Yes,
When I interviewed Paul Myers.
I heard that because I was thinking of bringing this in, and then he mentioned the band, and I was like, wait a minute. Yeah, that, you know, because I had heard it on the radio, and I, for the life of me, I thought it was Liz Phair. It was very Liz Phair, and then they're a band out of New Zealand called the Beths.
Oh yeah,
and this is called "Straight Line Was a Lie."
All right, I hope the cue point's right. I'm doing my best.
Okay, one, no problem.
Two, three, four.
Nope, right off
God
the top.
Damn it!
I was thinking about something else.
See, because it's a false start.
Fine, we'll hear it all. I don't care.
I did a little research and I was like, oh, there's a nice young band and they've been around for like 15 to 18 years or something. And just, yeah, they've been kicking around. But
great.
I also like it that she also sings and the Kiwi accent comes out every once in a while. Like, and Better came out like Bitter. And they have a song called No Joy. And it comes out like, you know, how the Aussies and Kiwis, no becomes nair. You know, and it's like no joy. And she says it over and over, and I can't not hear it every time. But they're good. They're good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I like them. They've been around for a while.
Yeah.
And they were the support act of some big band this year. I don't remember off the top of my head.
Oh, were they? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably because of supporting this album.
Yeah. Absolutely. I think it was a self title. Oh, the Straight Line. I think it's Straight Line Was a Lie is the name of the album as well.
Okay. Yes. Okay. It's also the name of the album.
Yeah.
Once again, Radio Paradise. That's where I learned of them years ago. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. What do you got for us, Murray?
Dude, let's keep the girl power going, shall we? Can we jump to Haim?
Haim?
Yes.
Haim, they released I Quit. What an amazing album. Pat and I discussed it. We think it might be too many songs on that album.
It's too many, but...
Fucking. It's a lot about fucking.
It's a lot about fucking.
It's a lot about fucking.
It is 100%. It's a lot about fucking.
They sample U2. I didn't bring that one. They sample Numb on... they sample Wham on it. But I brought a really... the mellow one. I really... The Farm. This one really stuck out for me.
I hope I got the cue point right.
I have a cue point.
52 seconds is what you told me.
Yeah, they're around 50s, all of them. Yeah.
All right. Let me know if this is it. Here we go. Haim. With the
off
farm.
The album I Quit.
Just by me. We wanna see you. set my mother on the hill, but the distance keeps widening between what I let myself say and what I feel. And my
so funny, all the songs are giving me vibes of other artists. Like, that's very Sheryl Crow to me.
Yeah, I could hear that. I could, yeah. I could totally hear that.
With the, don't ruin
with
it for
the,
me.
With the instrumentation in the background. What did you say? Don't ruin it for
don't
you?
Don't ruin it for me.
Wow, how dare you.
I love, dude, I love that album came out. That album came out. I was on the road. I was down at the Laugh Stop and Texas or whatever, and I went through a deep dive that when it came out, and go back to, speaking of Saturday Night Live, watch their first performance of The Wire.
Oh,
and just for Alana to pop up to the mic to go, hey, every at the, it's so, the director misses the first couple of, but then he picks it up, and it's so great. They're such a great band, and this is, I'm huge steps, I think, in,
yeah, this is their best album. It's just got too many songs.
Yeah, yeah. And I love the fact that they got the name of the album from that thing you do, the band, the
Wonders
movie,
the Wonders,
yeah, the Wonders, where the Wonders guy quits in the recording session. He's like, I quit.
Oh, it's Nats's fingertips.
And that's where they got the name of the album from.
I don't know why they haven't been on Saturday Night Live again recently. I feel like they're due because they kill it when they're on there.
I feel like there wasn't a lot of like tour or promotion behind this album either.
I know. I feel like they should be way bigger than they are. And I know they're big, but I feel like they should be bigger.
They often like open for bigger acts as well. I mean, they seem to be on tours where they're always opening for someone bigger.
Yeah. But they're killing it on social media too.
Yeah. Speaking of Sheryl Crow and documentaries, I saw the Lilith Fair documentary, which I recommend as well.
Oh, good.
So, I haven't seen that one yet.
It's good.
I might watch that one tonight.
Yeah, that's a good one.
All right. Well, my next artist might have been in that documentary. I don't know. But from 2025, the album is called Flying with Angels. And I love this artist so much. And I love this album. The song is called Speaker's Corner. And this is Suzanne Vega.
Oh.
Have a newfound sympathy for the madman in the square. Rants and raves his rhetoric to the midday air. His heartfelt pleas and arguments, but the sense no longer there. The sound ascends to heaven. Sense in a prayer. Speaker's corner, there it stands. Politics of song. Trying everything you feel, whether it is right or wrong.
All right, Speaker's Corner. Suzanne Vega.
Like
Was she in the doc?
Yeah. Is she in it?
Yeah,
I think she is. Yeah,
I think they're all in it.
There's a lot of people in it.
Yeah,
it's really good.
Yeah, they really better all be in it. All right, Christy, we haven't heard your voice much. We're talking over you. We're not letting you say anything.
She's hugging a dog way in the distance in her house there.
The dog, Christy. You love the dog. Now, what do you call that? Is that your partner?
Yes, Duncan the dog. I was never a dog person, you guys, my whole life. I would never have this dog if I didn't have a son. And he wanted a dog. And I love my son. And that's how that happened.
And one step to Gary being ousted.
It is very funny, though, because Duncan is very protective of me. Mm-hmm. So anytime Gary even comes up the stairs, Duncan will bark and lunge, and it's very funny. And in the morning when Gary goes into the bathroom and then comes out, he'll bark and jump off the bed. It's like he didn't trust Gary. I don't know what. He's just protecting me, aren't you, Duncan?
Good sense of character, Duncan.
Now
I moved into a dog house as well, so I'm Yeah. So I know.
Are you completely converted? Are you one of us?
She's great. I mean, but dogs are a lot of work, but she's great.
He's on a Christmas card with the dog.
Yeah.
Yes, he's converted.
And I know, but I know where I stand in the pecking order. Like if there's a fire and she can only save one of us, you know, I'm toast. Yeah. That dog's getting saved and I'm dead. I'm dead.
Yeah.
But I get it.
And to keeping with this whole talk, Murray is actually always in the doghouse.
Hey,
with his wife. So
that's where I'm at right now.
Yeah, he's recording from the doghouse.
All right, Christy, what's your third of five songs?
Okay, I will go with my number two. And right. This is one where I just said, Alexa, I don't want to say it too loudly or she'll answer. I said, Alexa, play songs from 2025 because I thought I want to, you know, hear what, you know, the, I don't know, what the kids might be listening to. And this one started and just from the get-go, I was in and I'm like, all right, there's cursing. I don't know if I need that. But then it just really hooked me. And this is Doja Cat.
Yes.
Oh. Right? Not a dog, but a cat.
Yes.
All right.
The song name is Paint the Town Red.
Let's do it.
Walk on by.
Ooh, there's right. An old pole. Walk
on by.
Little back rack.
Love it.
Right,
love
right.
It.
So it got me in.
Yeah, bitch, I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red. Bitch, I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red. She the devil, she a bad little bitch, she a rebel. She put her foot to the pedal. It'll take a whole lot for me to settle. She the devil, she a bad little bitch, she a rebel. She put her foot to the pedal. It'll take a whole lot for me to settle.
Yeah, said my happiness is all of your misery. I put good dick all in my kidneys. This much.
All right.
Right, like I like that. Am not, but then I just it hooked me.
Well, I like that she kept the original Bacharach lyrics.
Yeah,
right.
I don't think so.
No, are you sure? I'm a big Bacharach fan. I'm a big Bacharach fan.
All right, I'll trust you then. Well, the next song from Mike Siegel jumps right off from that. That was a great song.
Yeah, song. It is. The are we doing three or five? Because I didn't know.
Murray skip. Has four. We all the rest of us.
Okay,
have five,
no, so. I got. Okay, good.
Pat, hold on. Pat had a typo in our text.
And I don't think I did. I just.
I showed you the text.
No. I think I did say three. But then I'm like, well, that doesn't seem like enough. So yeah, it's my mistake, Murray. Don't worry.
Okay.
I take full responsibility for that.
But I'm calling an audible on my fifth. Maybe you can play it on iTunes.
Oh yeah, that'll be fun for me. Okay, so
This is a band. Okay, this is a band I found that it's a English punk band, female led, and you know, this is the kind of day, you know, this year, I think, you know, there's a lot of reasons to be angry, but especially a lot of reasons for women to be angry.
Yes,
and you know, I like a good old school kind of punk anger. And so these gals are angry, and their biggest hit now is like, it's not as you know, bad of a word in England as it is here, the big C, but it's called Cuntology 101, which I'm not playing. But this one is from the Lambrini Girls, and it's called Big Dick Energy.
Lambrini?
Lambrini, L-A-M-B-R-I-N-I. Okay.
These guys.
Yeah, from the neighborhood.
Yeah. From London.
All right, Mike Siegel, I think you got a new song to come to stage
to
love it.
On the boats.
It's not that big. That's my favorite. It's not that big.
That's
but
great.
They're fun. You know, that's they're great. Angry, having fun, and you know, you need that from your youth every once in a while.
Sure.
That's right.
Now more than ever, I think.
All right. What's next for Murray? Now, Murray, are we going from the one from Sirius XM, or is that going to be your last one?
That'll be my last one. Is it possible to bring up an iTunes and I can keep the female thing running? Because I forgot.
Sure.
I didn't think of this last night, but when I was listening to it today, I'm like, oh shit, I should have brought these girls in.
Tell me what it is so I can look.
It's Wet Leg.
Oh yeah. I always spot them.
Oh, how do you spell that though? It's not a traditional spelling, is it?
No, it's W-E-T.
Yeah.
Leg. L-E-G.
So that's 2 3-letter words?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm having trouble finding it. I got to be honest. Okay, I got it. What song are we looking for?
Davina McCall. Is that up there?
Oh, I got it. Yeah. I don't know where it'll drop us in.
That's fine. This is off the iTunes. This was a last minute pull for me. I watched their Glastonbury today. Fantastic. Rock and roll, sexy, hot. It was great.
All right. So that's the only reason you picked these women? Because not because they're talented, because they're sexy and hot?
I said they were rocking.
Yeah.
That's talent. Not what I heard. They're rocking, they're sexy, and they can kick ass.
All right. And this is Davina McCall. Here we go.
I thought that Shay's Lounge, their first, I thought they were just going to be like a blip, you know, and it was a fun little funky song, but I really like this album.
No, yeah, that's great.
All right. Thank you, Murray.
I liked Shay's Long from, was it 2 years ago?
That's what you just said.
Just talking about that, Mike.
That was a fun song, but I didn't, the videos are cool.
Has Mike started drinking?
I don't know.
Is that what happened?
No, I literally took my headphones out.
We just discussed that.
I literally took my headphones out for a second. Sorry.
All right. Well, in that second, that's what happened.
Oh, sorry. On the chaise long.
Yeah, we did that too.
Okay.
Anyone see any good, any TV shows to recommend from 2025? Anyone?
I watched The Americans. I hadn't seen it, y'all.
All right. And it's good. You recommend it.
Yeah, I recommend if you haven't seen The Americans from 15 years ago.
All right. I recommend Task.
I don't know that.
Mark Ruffalo.
Okay. Yeah. I had a hard time getting into it, but sometimes that happens.
All right. Well, maybe in 10 years you'll like it.
You'd be right.
Oh, Slow Horses. That was a good one.
All right.
I am into British panel shows.
Oh,
Graham Norton.
So no, I love Graham Norton. Graham Norton, I watch a lot on the ships because he releases like 10-minute interviews as opposed to 30-second ones. I've been watching 8 out of 10 Cats Does Countdown, and it's a panel show. It's great. It's got all amazing British comedians and actors, and it's a really a lot of fun.
Hmm. All right, cool.
Hosted by Jimmy Carr.
And Siegel, what did you say again?
Slow horses.
Slow Horses. And that's with Gary Oldman?
Gary Oldman. Yeah, he's amazing in it.
All right.
And, of course, the British Baking Show. Oh, you know, yes.
We love that, but we haven't watched it in so long. But we love it. Yeah, gosh. Yeah.
Yeah,
good one. The only thing, and I don't want to give it away in case anyone's in it, but I hate it when, like, the person who you know is going to win all along wins. Yeah. That's not as fun.
That didn't happen that often, but this year, yeah. We kind of like called it like when they kept winning.
Like, what? I won again? Huh?
And this week, Star Baker. Oh, really? Same one. Huh?
Noel Fielding is on a lot of those British panel shows I watch.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Man, I tried with that Mighty Boosh of his, the Mighty Boosh, that show.
Man,
I, I, I am not.
You need to eat a few of my gummies and watch.
Yeah, I was going to say I am not stoned enough to enjoy that.
Well, I hope my friend Rich Fulcher isn't listening.
Yeah, Rich used to live in your house, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
The whole family did.
I used to do shows with Rich at IO.
That's one of the reasons I tuned it in, because I remember you talking about him. So I was like, I got to check this out. And I was like,
all right. Well, at least you gave it a try.
I did. He's fine in it. Everybody's fine in it. It's just not my.
Not your cup of tea.
Oh,
it is that.
Of Earl Grey.
It's that British, like, take the young ones and go a little farther.
Yeah, it's weird.
A little farther out. Don't get me wrong. I love the young ones, but they like take that and amplify the weirdness by about 100%.
Yeah, it was just weird. It was weird. And it's like, I'm not nearly high enough for this while watching it.
In keeping with music, Spinal Tap 2 is a no-go.
Oh, I've heard that. Who saw atrocious. That coming? Atrocious, right?
Atrocious. Okay.
Christopher Guest hasn't made a funny movie in, what, 20 years, maybe? What was his last funny one?
Who, Guest?
Yes. A Mighty Wind had a couple laughs, and then it's done. You know, unfortunate. I loved him, but...
Yeah.
Well, he's also a victim of... making that genre extremely popular and then having everybody else drive it into the ground.
The fake documentary, that kind of thing. Yeah.
You know, but my God, that first one.
Yeah.
Classic. Red, White, and Blaine.
Yeah.
Amazing. Amazing.
Oh, not so the first good. Spinal Tap you're talking. You're talking about.
Oh, no, I was talking about the first Christopher Guest one with Corky, Red, White, and Blaine.
Waiting for Guffman.
Waiting for Guffman. Yes.
Okay, and the first spot. The second spot.
I'm going to go home and bite my pillow.
The second Spinal Tap, like, they ruined it, the whole thing in just one line with having Paul McCartney come in and say, lick my love pump. That's poetry. No, it's not. Broke the whole fucking thing,
right,
man, because we weren't watching it because they were great. We were watching it because they were a shitty metal band. Right. And you just turned the whole thing. You just ruined the whole thing.
Yeah. See, Reiner ruined it for me because in the first one, he's just the director. Now this one, he's doing shtick.
Oh, no. Really? He put himself in?
Yeah, he's in it.
Like Curb Your Enthusiasm type stuff?
It's bad.
Oh,
and
that's too bad.
The trailer would have been so much better. Like the promo would have been so much better if they just came in the concert, lights down, people go crazy. You see the silhouettes come on. The guy goes to an amp. He turns it up to 10 and then 11. People go nuts. We're out. But they fucking ruined it. And every amp's up to 11. And then there's a fucking Stonehenge drop. And then... The whole thing was.
It's still, it just proves my theory. Once again, there's no funny comedy sequels.
There's no funny comedy sequels.
In film.
And thankfully,
you can't. This is a car game I used to play on the road with people, and you can't name one.
And Beverly Hills Cop 2.
No.
But
it's not a comedy.
There's some that are funny.
Beverly Hills Cop 2 is great.
It's not a comedy.
There's no sequels that are funnier than the first one.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Maybe you might be right. Okay.
All right. This is a band from the 90s who has a brand new album out. The drummer is our friend, Tony Thaxton. Murray, I saw Motion City Soundtrack together.
And they're playing next week in town, and I'm going to miss them because I'm going to be on a ship.
They're playing out here in January. I'm definitely going.
Nice.
It's the album is The Same Old Wasted Wonderful World, and this song is Downer.
Don't walk, never ever show emotions, non-stop talk, slow down and you'll never get back on track. Attack from all directions. These streets feel the rhythm beneath your feet, apathetic, obsessive, try to be retired.
Yeah.
There it is. Murray put it up as his background. Murray and Tony Thaxton.
I literally just found this the other day when I was going through my computer. It's at that show you and I saw, Pat. I don't know where you didn't go backstage. Where were you?
Yeah, I went backstage.
Oh, okay.
That's where we met. That's where I first met Kalen West.
Oh, okay.
Stills. Yeah. Huh.
All right.
So yeah, that was a great show. Tony's the drummer for the band, by the way. And he was just on the show, and that's a great album. And Tony,
yeah,
is a fantastic
that's great. I like
drummer.
The song.
Yeah.
Yeah. It sounded good. Drummer.
And John Ross Bowie was with us too, right?
Was John Ross Bowie? I don't know if he was with us, but he was backstage. Matt Belknap was with us.
Oh, was it? Okay. Cause I ran into Bowie in the ticket line and then backstage. I kind of remember him being with us. All right.
Yeah. But yeah, it was me, you, and Matt Belknap was with us.
Okay.
All right. Christy Stratton, song number four.
Okay. This, it's my,
you're muted. Oh, there she's back.
Sorry. All right.
Oh, I see him.
Oh, I see somebody behind you.
You see your window washers.
The window washers.
That was great.
So fancy.
The dog is going nuts. We're having guests for Christmas. So we're like, we got to gussy it up out here and, you know, get the muck off the windows.
Hey, don't go out of your way for me.
Guys, did you get your invitation? I didn't, I don't recall.
I think they're having guests stay at the house, I think is what you mean, right?
I'm still waiting for that invitation as well.
Did you take a picture of something?
I did. I took a picture of my dog.
Oh, she's got it bad.
No.
Oh, this got it bad.
This is uncomfortable.
Duncan, leave it. Leave
Gary
it.
Gary is out of the Christmas card.
Yeah.
Okay. So I love Shazam. I Shazam all the time, and I just love it. And I usually get a song or two for the show from Shazamming.
Whole Foods.
In the Whole Foods, in a restaurant bathroom.
Starbucks, sure.
Right. Well, this one I Shazammed from what I think, it came from The Beast in Me. I'm not sure. Something I watched fairly recently. I can tell you nothing about this person. This person's name is Matt Jaffe.
I don't know.
All right.
Okay, he sounds a little like David Bowie. And this is called Staring at the Sun.
All right. Here's Matt Jaffe.
A glimmering pair of candles flickering in the form of groom and bride. No matter how dark the night, the morning is always golden. Together you shine so bright. It's like staring at the sun. No matter how dark the night, the dawning will be emboldened. Together you shine so bright. It's like staring at the sun. Silvery slope of rain, your memories in procession.
There is a little David Bowie.
Oh, there's a Bowie vibe
like
in there.
Heavy
for sure.
Bowie.
Yeah. Yeah. Liked it though. I
it
dug
was supposed
it.
To the end of some show, and I just went, "Oh God!" And like, shut up, everybody, while I try to do that.
That's fun.
Yeah.
You know who's got good music in their show? And actually, this is a TV show we watched, and despite my disdain for Marc Maron, was Stick.
Oh, I love that show.
That show was great, and they have a lot of good music in it. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
What's the lead
Apple
guy's
TV.
Name?
Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson.
Oh, the
and
golf.
Mark Maron.
The golf thing.
It's really,
really good.
Good.
And all Mark right. is really, really good in it.
The way they handled the relationship of the two young people in the film, in regard to sex and all that stuff, really well done. Just really good.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I love it.
That's on Apple, right?
That's on Apple TV.
Sorry, okay. When you said it came on at the end of the show, that I remembered Stick has a lot of good music in it also.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. All right, we are at Mike Siegel again.
I'm back to New Zealand somehow. This is another Kiwi vibe, and then I'm tying it in with the whole sketch comedy Boosh thing, because this is one half of Flight of the Conchords. This is Brett McKenzie. Who this is a solo album. He has one called Freak Out City is the name of the album. And it's got some fun kind of songs on it. And this one is called I Shouldn't Have Come Here Tonight by Brett McKenzie.
That should be my theme song. Here we go.
I had a feeling in my kiss. When I came in, I should have gone. Between the bedroom and that wizard, I think I crossed the Rubicon. Hey, hey, the runes aren't always right. I shouldn't have called it tonight. Tell me what your brain ain't a game. You introduce your friends, every lady, yeah, you don't know their names. So, baby Jane, I don't wanna start a fight. I shouldn't have come here tonight.
Very nice.
Yeah, it's kind of like a little Jerry Rafferty Steelers wheel to it.
Oh, for maybe sure.
Little George Harrison, perhaps.
Yep.
Later, yeah, so... It was
He's
fun.
The smaller one, for lack of better words,
yeah.
Right?
Okay. The one who's not Jermaine.
Thank you.
But I loved that show. I used to love it. They only did two seasons of that. I used to love that show.
Their last special was hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Did they do two of them? I only saw one special.
It might have been their only special or whatever, and it came out a few years ago. Oh, my God. Mm. It was so funny. It was so good.
I did get
That's
into
That's my theory. If you're going to be a comedy music act, you have to take the music seriously.
Yes, agree.
You know what I mean? And that's why the original Spinal Tap was so good. That's why Tenacious D is so good. That's why these guys are so good. And then you have guitar comics.
I mean, yeah, who do like parodies and things, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you got to make the song good and then put in the comedy. In my theory, mm-hmm. Of course, I've never... been a comedy music, but that's my theory.
I don't know, many, Murray. I saw you online with a guitar at a street festival.
Oh yeah, so, tell us about that, Murray. You're out. You're gigging out right now, right?
Gigging out.
Oh, funny you should mention that, Pat. One of my
there's the
songs.
Look
at that.
Hold on.
Let's hear something.
There was this cool. It's called Porch Fest. It's in Los Angeles, and people in their neighborhoods volunteer their driveways and porches for live perform music, storytelling, stand up.
Okay.
And my neighbor asked me to sit in with his group of friends, and we played about seven songs, I think, on two different driveways.
Did you play any deep cuts from Yes?
No.
No? Okay.
Did you play any Father John Misty?
Oh,
no,
of course.
No, we did not.
Oh, that's still coming today, Christy.
I'm sure it is going to.
It was fun. We're actually going to play
it
a little
might
more.
Might be coming.
Oh, that son of a.
All right. What do you got right now, Murray?
Okay, as far as collabs go, you could not get two more far ends of the spectrum than this. Am I right, Pat?
Yes.
You have the country dulcet tones of the Avett Brothers with fucking Mike Patton from Faith No More.
Yes, this is crazy.
They got together and they put together this album. I think the album's called Eternal Life. I brought Eternal Life, the song, right?
Eternal Love.
Eternal Love, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Eternal Love. Let's just hear it.
The album is called AVTTPTTN.
So it's like, it's like Avett Patton.
Yeah, Avett Patton. All right, you ready?
Catchy.
Here we go.
All right. I take my pills, I drink my drinks, I never stop wondering what people think. Hide in humility, but I never arrive it. I wax the Mercedes, I dream about driving. Here in the country, up in the air, out on the streets, everywhere. Everyone has it, everyone knows the dread of eternal love.
Oh, that's interesting.
It is. I literally just stumbled onto it like 4 days ago. And I would have picked a different track now that I've heard the whole thing.
There's better tracks than that. There's got to be.
Oh, wow.
That wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad. I still don't know how I feel about it. I do love the Avett Brothers. I know two songs by Faith No More, and that was two different singers.
Well, yeah, it's just one of the things that's like, why did it happen? You know, it's just one of those things. It's like,
share a
if the styles
maybe?
Are so different, you know, if it's like, I don't know. No, I didn't hate it or anything. I will say this. It just seems like an odd reason to do something.
They had a great documentary out a few years ago, and they were talking about when they were growing up, they were really heavily into that because they were young kids for Nirvana. You know, so they're really heavily into that early 90s alternative scene. So maybe they've just been fans.
I've never seen them live. I always want to see the Abbott Brothers live. Oh, I heard they're great.
Dude, I've seen them 5 times, I think. Amazing. Oh, wow. So fun. So all fun. Right. Great songwriters.
Anybody have a best concert they went to this year?
Well, I have to say that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony with Christy was pretty stellar.
Yeah.
Every single second was great. And that show moved this year. Yeah. So, yeah, that was exciting.
Christy and I had a good time.
I got a lot of great.
At AC/DC. Christy and I went to AC/DC.
That's right. I mean, it was transcendent. But what was so funny was, like, it was amazing. Like, we just had the best time. And I recorded, like, little bits, you know, because whatever, I'm excited. And then I get home and I listen to them and I'm like, it sounded so much better when you're there.
Yeah.
And
you're there. Yeah.
but it just was funny because I'm like, I can't send this. I can't publish this. But boy, was that terrific. It was fun. Terrific.
It's exactly what you think it would be, except it's really just Brian Johnson and Angus Young and the three guys who they never even bothered to introduce.
Oh, they didn't introduce them.
No.
They didn't even, those guys were, they had an X drawn on the floor, I'm sure. And those guys never left it. They never left it.
Yeah. That's what when I saw AC/DC a while ago, I liked Malcolm and the bass player would walk up to the microphone, do their occasional backup, and then walk back to the back.
That's all these guys did. Didn't do a damn thing.
I don't want to say Mike Siegel's a concert freeloader.
Okay.
But Christy took him to AC/DC. I took him to Oasis.
That's true. Surprised me a lot. I mean,
same
I knew
venue.
They were good.
Same venue, right? Rose Bowl?
Yeah, both at the Rose Bowl.
Oh, really? The AC/DC is at the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
Ooh, too big.
All right. Inconvenient.
So, I interrupted Siegel. You said you were going to talk about Oasis.
No, I was a casual fan, but after that one, they impressed me. And I don't usually walk away from these things impressed, but this sounded great, put on a great show. And
top five concert for me of all time.
Whoa.
Top five concert for me of all time.
That's fucking high praise.
Delivered, man. Top to bottom, loud rock and roll. So many fucking soccer hooligans in Southern California. I had no idea. They were hugging. They were jumping up and down. It was raining beer all over us. It was fucking great.
All right.
It was awesome. And Cage the Elephant opened and they were great.
They were great too. Yeah.
I was really surprised.
Now, Chrissy, you and I got into the show a little bit late, so we missed Stevie Wonder. Did you watch his performance on television?
Not yet. Not yet.
Oh, you really need to because you'll really be pissed. Yeah. If we missed it.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say about Chrissy, you interviewed the guy who did the Cars book, and I don't know if Chrissy had read it or...
Yeah. Oh, I've read it.
Oh, yeah.
You've already read it. Okay.
Oh, I consumed it.
You got to read it. I recommend it highly. And the John Candy book.
It's really for any, if you are a fan of the Cars, because it gets very granular. And I mean, I love that. I love that and how they're kind of connected to people and events that, I didn't realize, that or anyway, because they were there was nothing to know about them back then. Just nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to read that one in the Cameron Crowe book.
Oh, yeah. I want to read that one, too.
That one sounds like it's...
What's it called? Uncool? Is it called
something like that? I think it's called
Uncool. Yeah.
Not Uncool, but something like that.
All right. Mm-hmm. And and then I also flew to New York and saw the Who farewell tour. That's what they're saying.
Okay. I saw that farewell tour in 1984, I think it was.
Right. It was like in the early 80s.
82, 83, yeah.
But I'd never been to Madison Square Garden, so that was
You've never been to the Garden, cool. huh?
Nope.
Oh, good for you. That's great. That I grew up out there, so I paved that place in puke in high school.
Very proud of you.
Yeah.
How was the Who?
Well, they're 80. They were good, but they weren't as good as they were 2 years prior when Zach Starkey was on drums. This drummer was just kind of rudimentary.
when you know, remember when we saw him at the Bowl and speaking of Oasis, what's his face open?
Liam Gallagher opened.
Yeah, four songs.
Gallagher opened.
And he was late.
Yeah.
Late to the one thing he had to do all day.
Yeah.
And Roger Daltrey sounded terrible for the first three songs.
Yep.
And then something happened and his voice clicked and he sounded great.
And then I saw them 10 days after that show at the Hollywood Bowl again. And they sounded fantastic the whole night.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
So I don't know.
How did he sound this time?
They said he sounded really good.
It's time for him to hang it up though, right?
Well, yeah, it's time. Come on. He's 80.
And I think he's no longer fit and hot. Like
when he swings the microphone, it's only about this much cord.
It's like a foot of cord. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a whistle. It's like he's toiling a whistle at the pool. I think he was just knighted or something today, maybe.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Look it up. I mean, he might have been. Somebody posted something that he was knighted.
Sir Roger Daltrey.
Wow.
And did it ever come out why they canned Starkey?
It was Roger being an asshole, I think.
Right? That's all I could pull.
Yeah, that's all I can figure out. He's gotten, as they've gotten older, Pete is less cranky and Roger is way more cranky. Like Pete has mellowed out, I think.
Yeah. His brother is good on guitar, man.
Yeah, Simon Townsend, very good.
They're right. He's still playing with them, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, he's really great. I was really impressed when I saw him.
All right,
remember all
on.
The drummers we saw when we were there?
What's that?
Remember all the drummers we saw? We saw Mick Fleetwood. We saw Chad
in the
Smith.
Crowd?
Yeah, yeah, at the Who.
Oh, at the Who. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. We saw it was like a drummer fest.
Yes, it was. We saw Kelly Osbourne. She's not a drummer.
Yeah.
All right, it's been, I've loved this band for 47 years. It's my favorite band, Cheap Trick. They have a new album out. I've listened to subpar albums from them for the past 10 years. But finally, there's an album that I can listen to top to bottom and enjoy. The album is called, very funny title, All Washed Up.
Mm-hmm.
And this song is called Bad Blood. Tell me what you think. Here it comes. That's Bad Blood from All Washed Up. Let me hear it. Yell at
me. Not bad.
I think Robin still sounds good.
Yeah, it's a little. There's a little bit.
A little.
That's all right. I don't know. It's.
You know what it is? It's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine. It's fine.
They've been doing it for 50 years. Trust me, this is great compared to what I've had to endure the last.
Oh, really?
The last three albums. Jesus
oh,
Christ!
Boy.
Jesus,
did they tour on this album?
They're not. They haven't stopped touring.
Oh, really?
This album just came out like 3 weeks ago. So,
oh, okay.
The tour for this album, they're supporting Heart right now, I think, and then they start a headline tour with this album.
Okay,
I would. Are you going to that
LA,
show,
man? Come hang out at my place and come see them.
I have I'm going to that show, Mike, in March. It's in Virginia. I have a wild story. I'll try to do it really quick. So my interview with Tom Peterson drops next week.
Ooh,
at the time of this record. Early in the show, Tom Peterson says, I have a question for you. And I said, okay. And he goes, are you number 431? That's my Cheap Trick fan club number. Is 431.
Oh, come on.
And I said, yes, I'm 431. How do you know that? And he goes, I know a lot of things. So tickets for the All Washed Up tour are going. I see that they're going to go on sale. You need a fan club pre-sale code. Sure. So I emailed the fan club asking for the pre-sale code, and their road manager emails me back, and they said, "Oh, are you the guy that just interviewed TP last week?" That's what they called him, TP. And I said, "Yeah, that was me." And they said, "Yeah, you're comped in. Everything's good."
Ooh!
Oh, nice.
So there you go.
That's awesome.
That's great.
So that's fun.
That's fun.
And did they say, "And so are your friends and co-hosts?"
It's a plus one. It's a plus one. Suzanne Mitri's flying out.
Oh, fun. That'd be great.
Oh, is that what we're calling her now?
I use her maiden name.
Yeah. It's got such a great ring to it, you know?
Yeah. You like Dillingham or Mitri?
I like Dillingham. I like Suzanne Dillingham.
I just call her the concert wife.
Yeah, I like concert wife better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I saw you too with her and had a blast with her then boyfriend, now husband, I suppose.
I think it's her partner. They're not married yet.
Yeah.
They're detectives.
Yes. Let's get our pronouns right or labels, whatever.
They sell insurance. All right. Christy.
So we are doing five. I was so confused.
This is your fifth and final one.
Yes.
We've got 14 minutes, then we're out of here.
This one, I don't know this guy from Adam, but he has the best name, and we copped up on his Spotify. This person's name is Teddy Swims.
Oh, yeah.
That name. And I'm like, I'm going to love whatever Teddy Swims is serving up, because I just really like the name. And this is a song called Bad Dreams.
All right. We just heard Bad Blood. Now we're going to hear Bad Dreams.
That's
here,
right?
We go.
Transition.
Sun is going down. Time is running out. No one else around. Steady losing light, steady losing my mind, over shadows and gravity. Without you, there ain't no place for me to hide. Without you, there's no way I can sleep tonight. What I do, oh, a little bit of peace and quiet. Without you, I keep slipping into bad dreams. But there's no you and I.
I like that.
The 2023 album is called I've Tried Everything But Therapy Part 1. So I believe this is from I've Tried Everything But Therapy Part 2. Anyway, I just love that title. I think that's really funny.
I like it.
All right. Good pick. Therapy. Teddy Swims, Teddy Sings, Teddy Rocks.
Teddy Swims and Mike approves.
I'm going to say this again. I heard him on Radio Paradise.
Jeez, so, they paying you money?
That's how I'm staying in touch with the kids. I find so much stuff on that station.
I'm still on the 88.5 here in LA, which you can get anywhere.
That's a great station.
I love SoCal it. That's Sound. A great station.
And support your local public radio, everybody, because they're cutting all the funding. So send them a little something, because I would hate to see that go.
Yeah, do it. I would be remiss if we didn't get a health check-in from Murray Valeriano, who seems to be doing fantastic right now.
Well, I am doing fantastic. Thanks for asking. I'm feeling good, man. It was actually 2 years ago, almost to the day, I got rushed to the hospital on the ship and started my journey for my second heart surgery. But I'm clear. I got cleared earlier this summer. I'm on no medication, no monitors, and I'm surfing every day, and I'm back to a svelte 179 and boxing. I started boxing. I can't spar because they punch me in the chest and break open my sternum and kill me. So,
all right. Well,
I'm doing well.
I wanted a health update. I didn't want you to brag.
Yeah.
I will fight Christy right now.
I'm fencing now.
Yeah.
We bought a pool table. All right, come.
So
down.
You got a heart from a healthy baboon this time.
Yeah, yeah. I got a bummer of a heart from it.
No, you
I'm saying cautiously optimistic is what I'm staying. I'm staying cautiously optimistic.
Your voice sounds better than it's ever sounded.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, maybe it's because you've been singing on these porches in the neighborhood. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Singing a little backup on "Love Is a Rose" by Neil Young. Yeah,
you got pep in your step right now, Murray. I'm glad.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
What do you hear my voice after my new sinuses next year, Pat?
Now, are you afraid that you'll lose your singing voice if they do something up there? That's why Streisand never had her nose touched.
Yeah, I'm hoping to get one. Hope to put in some, some perfect pitch while you're up there. Give me something.
All right. Everyone stay healthy.
Yeah.
How are you, Pat?
What's that?
How are you?
I'm good. I am at high school weight right now, 157. So
oh, that's great.
Yes, I feel good.
That's my new goal, in the new year. Going to drop 10 pounds. I've been indulging on the at the dessert line on the cruise ships lately. So that's gotta stop.
Can't you work out on the ship too? Like
I can, but you get lazy and you. It's like a craft service table. You walk by it and there's a tray of cookies and you're like, maybe I'll grab one next day. Oh, there's different ones. Maybe I'll grab a couple. And then, it's a downhill slide from there.
Just work on Carnival where the food sucks.
What's that?
I said, go ahead, Mary. I'm sorry.
I said, just work Carnival where the food sucks. passed on there. No,
thank you.
Okay. We are at Mike, your fifth and final song. This is taken from the Late Show with John Oliver.
Yeah. Cause this guy put out four albums this year, apparently.
This is great. Right. Is this guided by voices?
No. He got nominated for Grammys. And, of course the, Dylan comparisons are always there, but, this is like the new folk singer of a generation, but, Jesse Wells is his name.
So good.
He's very huge online and on YouTube and TikTok and everything like that, his songs. It's usually just him playing acoustically in a field. But whenever anybody straps on the harmonica, you're going to get some Dylan comparisons. But he's got he's pretty clever and he's pretty prolific. And this is probably his one that went super viral this year. This is, it's called Join Ice.
Okay, now if I like this, is this going to make me want to join ICE? Because if so, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, well, it depends on the kind of guy you were in high school.
All right, let's find out.
Okay.
Let's find out.
Well, if you're looking for purpose in the current circus, if you're seeking respect and attention, if you're in need of a gig that'll make you feel big, come with me, put some folks in detention. Just last week was kind of tough, I put a kid in cuffs, I zip-tied a lady to a van. We can sneak around town hunting working folks down, I hear they get a great benefit plan. Join ICE, boy ain't it nice, join ICE, take my advice. If you're lacking control and authority, come with me and hunt down minorities, join ICE.
I don't think I'm going to join.
That's great.
You're not going to join?
That's great.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of great. I kind of less Dylan and more kind of John Prine and Country Joe and the Fish.
Yeah. I felt a little more John Prine there.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm more protective of John Prine because I hate Country Joe.
Why do you hate Country Joe?
I don't know. This corn pone that, he ruined that Woodstock and turned me off. Just to get this clown off there.
Have you ever listened to every performance at Woodstock?
Oh yeah, most people. It was terrible.
There was four good sets at Woodstock. Yeah. They all fucking suck.
So boy, Santana milked that.
You can't blame Country Joe for that.
Yeah, there's a reason Santana got a lot of screen time. It was just like, oh, they had a great set.
All right, Murray, we're wrapping it up with you right now too. Your fifth one. What is it?
Well. Luckily for Christy, Father John Misty.
Here he is. Father John Misty.
Did not release any new music this year.
What?
Oh.
But he released demos and outtakes. Here we go, everybody. This is Father John Misty. You can get his demos and outtakes. Came out in 2025. I picked his cover of Heart-Shaped Box by Nirvana, which I'm surprised he didn't release because it's actually pretty good.
All right, here it is.
Oh, it's a seagull stinkeroo.
Ah, oh, so good.
All right. Mike Siegel wants to weigh in.
No, Barry, I actually thought of you because I heard, I think 88.5 probably played, they played a Father John Misty song that was actually kind of rocking and upbeat.
What?
And I know I kind of dug it and I meant to make a note of it and I completely forgot it. So
it was probably off his last album I played last year. That was some kind of upbeat and rocking
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah. It wasn't, yeah. you know, the pretentious guy we like to make fun of.
He's touring and Mary sent. Sent like the Ticketmaster email alert to me and just wrote, no.
Don't even ask. Don't even ask.
So who goes to that with you?
I took her once. I told yeah, the story
it
on
almost
here.
Ended your marriage.
Yeah. two songs in, she just turned to me and said, what the fuck is happening? I don't know. I'll drag Siegel. He seems to be like to freeload all my company.
Yeah, I'll go. I'll check it out. Yeah, I'll give him a chance to win me over, man. I'll give him a chance.
There you go, man.
You need to come down here. I've been scoring free tickets once a month.
Really?
Well, yeah, you don't have much competition down
there.
No, there's
no competition for press tickets. I'll be in a row and there'll be seats empty on either side of me. Like no one wants the PR tickets.
Who are you going to fight with then?
I know, exactly. And Murray, my wife hasn't gone to any shows with me. I've seen like 9 shows. None. So
what to in Greenville or like in
Charlotte, Greensboro,
yeah.
Greensboro,
that's
and Raleigh are the three places. And what's funny, it takes about 80 minutes to drive to Charlotte, which is the furthest out. But I mean, if I went from Woodland Hills to the Forum, it could take an hour.
Yeah, it takes me an hour and 50 minutes to go to Chips to play poker.
Oh my God.
And that's 22 miles.
And you're not driving, you're just sitting there. At least I'm moving when I'm
I know, I'd rather be moving.
Where did you guys park for AC/DC for the Rose Bowl? We walked 40 minutes each way, right, Mike? For Oasis?
Oh, yeah, we didn't do that. What
we had special.
Oh, Pat hooked us up with a lot.
Yeah, Pat hooked us up,
nice.
But they didn't know. And so they kept, anyway, it was a whole snafu, but we got to visit. And then we got a great parking space. So,
all right, good.
Pat hooked us up.
What a great Southern term. We got to visit.
We got to visit.
I missed that. That just made me miss my mom.
Oh.
Well, call her.
Not that much.
Okay. All right. Sadly, it had to happen again, Christy. Taylor Swift has to.
Tay-Tay. I was wondering if you were going to bring her in.
I mean, this song is just so fucking great. I love it. It's from the Life of a Showgirl album. It's called Opalite. And here it is.
All the perfect couples said when you know, and when you don't, and all of the foes and all of the friends, they've seen it before, they'll see it again. Life is a song, it ends when it ends.
You go.
That's great.
There you go.
I gotta say, Pat,
Radio Disney, y'all. Like Radio Disney. I cannot get it out of my head that some Nickelodeon star singing that on Radio Disney. I can't. And I get it. I'm in a very small minority. I get it. She's a genius and amazing and all that. It just sounds Radio Disney to me.
Yeah.
She's a delight.
Siegel. Along with the dog, I've had to adopt Tay Tay into it. I'm in a pro Tay Tay house. I have to.
Okay.
I thought you were going to play. What was the other one that I've been subjected to in the car? It's Knock on Wood. Is that the one?
Yeah.
And the title Showgirl song.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I got to. I mean, man, do they get stuck in your head?
Yeah. She's and got, Sabrina Carpenter sings the Showgirl song with her. So.
Yeah, she's got a knack for getting things, an earworm. She can write an earworm, man. I got to give her that.
When you sit in the car and listen to that, are you in the back seat and the dog is in the passenger seat?
Yeah, that's right. I'm Miss Daisy in the back.
I know his balls are at home in a drawer.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, but that one is the, I thought, what somebody, the other one I was been having to listen to is the K-pop Demon Hunters. Have you been, you guys know any of this?
Yeah. Mike, Frank was telling me about it.
Yeah. It was an animated, I guess it's a movie on is it Netflix. The number one thing that the world is listening to now. And there's two songs from that, it's just candy confection.
Yeah, for
earworm,
sure.
Man. And I thought maybe Christy was going to bring it in, but no.
I'm so glad you finally met a fun woman to hang out with. Not you, Murray. I'm talking Siegel.
Oh, well,
no,
okay.
I'm trying to think.
What?
I guess I really didn't know any of your serious girlfriends. So
yeah,
we can wrap up the show now.
Let me talk about the 24-year-old you brought to the improv one night we were doing.
So. No, come on now.
When he was 44.
That was Taylor Swift.
Oh, okay. All right, let's say, Christy, what happened there? It got dark in your room.
Yeah, it's
the
dark.
Sun's going down.
The sun's going down. Oh, okay. All right.
The window washers haven't gotten to those windows yet. They're still the smudge.
Yeah, this one's done.
Oh,
that looks nice and clean.
Yeah.
All right,
how come it's
thank
so
you.
Bright by you and it's so dark by me?
Well, that's the west, like the sun.
Oh, the sun setting. Okay,
right
that's
there.
The west.
It's
okay,
like right there.
Look at her with the view.
I know, right?
Look at that. I guess when you're a big TV producer, you live on the hill there.
Yeah, when you're at Christie, she'll point down and go, Tom Petty used to live there.
Yeah.
See?
when Christy, are we going to have another movie screening at your house, Christy?
Oh, my gosh. Whenever. When are we all going to be together? You can come over whenever.
I'll be back in February.
All right, let's do it. Let's have a party.
All right. I'll let you know.
I'll have my band play.
Let me say thank you.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
I'm kidding.
Thank you guys for always doing this. I know you guys have schedules and kids and not Siegel. And
life
to live, not Siegel. And so I appreciate when you guys are able to do this. It's always fun. Christy, any parting words for us going into 2026? Something positive?
Oh, gosh. You know, this is really putting me on the spot. You know what? I've just started to kind of reframe things and not what I don't have or what mean people say, but like going to the light, you know, just go to the light. Being with people that you love and dogs that you love. listening
All right.
to music that you love.
Murray, what about you?
Stay off social media.
Yeah.
He's not wrong.
That's it's ugly, man. And
as he's on his phone, he says that. As he's looking at his phone.
I was texting my wife. yeah, man, I found myself one day I'd like just fucking killer shows one night and I got back to my room and I was just, you know, remember that buzz you used to get, Pat, from doing well,
maybe not me.
And I was on 5 minutes later, I was mad. And I was just like, what am I doing? Like, what am I doing? So stay off social media the best you can. And just don't let the fucking shit get you down, man. It's hard not to, but there's a lot of good. There's still a lot of good in this world. So focus on that.
All right. Mike Siegel, I assume you're going to say find yourself a good woman.
No. What you're going to tell us? No, on that aspect, I mean, if I have another, like kind of in that vein that I'm trying to minimize screen time, just because this is like, I realize when you have a set time of life left as you get older, time becomes very important. And I can't, you know, when I was asked, like, what do you want for Christmas? It's like nothing that that causes me to sit inside and staring at screens longer. Like no video games. No, I don't want to hear about new TV shows. I'm sure they're great, but I'm really trying not to, you know, look as much. And I'm with Murray on that thing. I think social media is really, it'll bring you down, man. It'll depress you if enough of it. And there's enough to be depressed about. So I try to just surround myself with positive people. And that's all you can do. And, you know, positive people and you guys. That's what I'm doing.
Watch the John Candy documentary. That'll make
I love that one. That was great, too. Yeah.
That'll make you feel good. Read a book, everyone.
Read. Yes.
Read something.
You still did they send you that Cameron Crowe book? If so, you can send it to me, Pat.
They didn't, but I didn't ask for it. So I'll reach out because they give books away like it's a glass of water. Like it's so easy to get books.
Yeah,
crazy.
I'd love
no one
to read
wants
that
a
one.
Book anymore, but I do. Yeah. Okay, with that, everyone, Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Yeah.
When does this drop? And you know when you're on, this would, I think, New Year's Day.
Oh, okay. Happy New Year, everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know when I don't know where you guys stream your music from, but you know they give you that year end and they tell you who you listen to and all that stuff.
And how old you are. Mm-hmm. Yes.
The playout song for today, you guys won't hear it. I'll put it in post. But this was my number one listened to song in 2025. The artist is Bad Penny. The song is called Big Bomb Ticking, and it features on lead vocal Mr. Robin Zander from Cheap Trick. And I think it's better than any Cheap Trick song in 15 years. So here it is. Bad Penny with Big Bomb Ticking. Thank you, Christy. Thank you, Murray. And thank you, Mike.
Thanks,
thank you,
Pat.
Thank you. I don't know who I'm waving at.
Everyone.
My girl says she's off to bed. She's floating off the ground without a sound. The silence is so loud.
And the dog is in here with me. And if the dog hears any kind of commotion, the dog's going to go crazy.
It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
So it's been anyway. Hi.
Hi. Murray, can you hear us and see us?
Hold on. I think I can hear and see everybody now.
You're a little low, Murray.
Oh, all right. Well, hold on.
How am I?
Well, other than the window cleaners and the dog, fantastic.
I have to add that Mary decided to redo the house while she was working, and I'm not, so you got to hear a little shit in the background, too.
All right. You're still very low.
You're very low.
Right, and very tinny, like just